Welcome to This Fringy Life, a daily series of podcasts interviewing performers at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival. From September 9th through 20th, a podcast will appear daily at vancouverfringe.com, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, on the web and via podcast.
This is Paul Zerbe with the CITR Arts Report, and I'm here after the show with Jono Katz, and we were here seeing a show, The Accident. And we're just going to talk a little bit about the show. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a super high energy, definitely the most energy of any show I've seen so far at The Fringe. I have a ton of questions for you, but I want to say, people, if you haven't thought of coming seeing The Accident, come and see it. It's definitely a gem of The Fringe. And I'm going to ask Jono a few questions here. I want to know, where did the idea for the shit machine come from?
That's actually there's a conceptual artist, a Belgian conceptual artist, who's actually built a ship machine, and I went and saw it in New York.
There's an actual ship machine in working somewhere in the world.
There are actually two ship machines. There's one which is the one that he built, which is a huge one, and there is another one which is a traveling one, which travels around to different art festivals around the world.
And just as a side, does he use junk food, or is he using organic food for his machine?
I'm not sure, actually. I think both. Actually, I didn't see a lot of the food go in, so I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that was crazy, amazing, imaginative idea. So in The Accident, tell me, the character Sebastian, is Sebastian close to your heart? Where does Sebastian come from?
There's many ways to interpret it. They're kind of two sides of me, both brothers. One's a dreamer, and the other one's is a guy who's just sort of bulldozes through everything and is a doer. And I guess I've got both those sides to myself. But that's only kind of post-realization that I realize that I find that in my show. First of all, I just make the show without trying to do anything, just making a good story, and then afterwards I kind of I analyze it and say, oh, that was that maybe, and yeah.
So for The Accident, is it a show that's been evolving over a period of time, or is this your first time touring with this version of the show?
I got the idea in Melbourne when I was having a bath, and all I got was the title. That's all I knew. I thought it was a good title, and then I went to India, and in India I found a director, and we worked on it for 4 weeks, and then did a showing in India, and then I worked for another 3 weeks with an Italian dancer in India as well, and then we did another showing in India at a theatre, and then I took it to, and I've been touring it for the last 4 months on the Canadian Fringe Circuit.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think this is maybe a good point that some people might not know, is a lot of these shows that are here at the Vancouver Fringe Festival have been going through a long development process, and they're not just putting together a show 3 weeks before the opening of the Fringe. That there's a lot of high quality performances like yourself, and it really comes across in the quality of the work that you're doing. And what's really exciting about your show is the physicality of it and the intensity of the movement. And have you done any special training like dance, mime, or to develop that style?
I trained a capoeira, Brazilian martial art, for about 6 years. I do a lot of yoga, a lot of body stuff. I also do a lot of contact improvisation. Really love that, and I just love dancing. And so I haven't got a trained dancer's body in terms of modern or contemporary dance or anything, but I have just done a lot of physical, a lot of movement stuff, and a lot of dancing, just in my own life. In terms of the first thing that you mentioned about how the shows are quite well worked, Vancouver's very lucky because you're at the end of the touring circuit. And Montreal and Ottawa, the shows are still a little bit kind of...
So the timing is, we're at the end of it.
You're getting the good end of the stick, definitely. You're seeing well-worked shows, especially the people who've been touring across.
Right, and there's quite a few of you, I think. There's at least a dozen shows, I think, that do the whole Canadian circuit. Is that right?
There's a number of them, maybe not a dozen, but there's, and people come in to do certain festivals and not others, and sometimes you get into some and not others, and I think there's like maybe 8 companies that win the touring lottery, 4 international and 4 national, and they win a touring lottery, so they have to do at least 5 across, but not many people come all the way to Vancouver, they sort of, yeah, but...
And so you're from Melbourne, Was it a goal to come and do the Canadian circuit, or how did that come together for you?
I first found out about it. I was living in New York. I lived there for a couple of years, and I made a solo show, and then I wanted to somewhere to perform it, and I found a on the internet a fringe festival, and I did it, and there I met people who were touring, and that's how I found out about the whole touring circuit. And so I did a full tour in 2003, then I toured, and I made another show, toured in 2004, another show in 2005. 2006, I kind of just directed some shows, and 2007 I just did a couple of festivals and directed some other stuff, and then toured again in 2008 and now 2009. It's become my living, basically. This is how I earn a living.
That's fantastic. I mean, there's not too many people that are willing to take that route and support their art and come up with such creative, innovative shows. It's fantastic. Can you let people know when they can see you in the next week coming up here at the Fringe?
Yeah, sure. I'm playing on Tuesday the 15th at 7:45, Wednesday at 5 p.m., Saturday at 9:25, and Sunday at 5:10. And buy tickets in advance because I think it looks like it's selling out.
But definitely sold out tonight. And thank you so much, Jono, for spending some time here with CITR. And if anyone who hasn't booked your tickets yet, come see The Accident with Jono Katz. And it's playing and the Fringe is on all this coming week. And lots of good shows out there to see. And this is Paul Zubier with CITR.